Blog Talk Radio.
You have made it to Stu and the Nun, an online radio show that looks to inform, educate, and hopefully make you laugh. Stu and the Nun is a show focused on national security, policy, politics, and selfless service. We do this by not only interviewing guests, but also sharing our perspectives and asking you, the listener, to interact with us on our show chat room, via our Facebook page, and on Twitter.
Good evening, everybody. This is The Nun. You have tuned in to Stu and the Nun, my brother from another motherland up there in Buffalo, Tatanka, New York. Troy, what's going on?
Not much. I'm not in Buffalo, though, my friend. I am in the great state of Delaware. So coming to you live in downtown Wilmington, Delaware, where Stu and the Nun, we could be coming to you from anywhere. Well, Toby is down in the southern studio in the great state of Texas in the city of Austin, or close.
Well, I want to correct you. Not only are we a state, we're a republic. And
a republic.
It's the great republic.
Yeah. There's a little bit of pride with being with folks who live in Texas, there's no doubt. So, how you doing tonight, my friend?
You know, I'm pretty good. You know, lots of great stuff. I was really kind of bummed that, you know, I was unable to join everybody last week, but that's because I was doing working with my good friend Chad Robichaux, our mutual good friend Chad Robichaux, working with the Warriors there at the Mighty Oaks Warrior Programs. As one of the instructors there dealing in a post-traumatic stress program, a resident one-week immersion program that we do to help guys that are in dark periods. And so while I appreciate our good friend Bella Villa, you know, throwing down the microphone for me, I did miss you guys, and I'm happy to be back. So thanks for letting the Nun be part of Stu and the Nun still.
Oh, yeah. You can't have Stu and the Nun without the Nun. I'm just saying, right? And, Dave did a great job. I mean, he is just a phenomenon. You know, we're small potatoes compared to last week he was hosting a show in Atlanta. He hosted a show in Boston. Besides doing radio, you know, all on AM radio and stuff, doing a show pretty regularly in the Buffalo area. So, you know, it might have been a break for him to be able to come and hang out and just do our little show. But, yeah, it worked. So
now y'all spent some of the weekend together, right? Doing an event up there in the Empire State.
We did. Let me tell you, what a very honored that he invited myself and my wonderful, beautiful wife and some other fellow best along. We were at the Independence of the Falls. It was the inaugural gala, so it was a bike ride. 5, 10, or 20-mile bike ride during a day. And then that night was a gala by the Independence Fund, which is the main military sporting nonprofit that Bill O'Reilly supports. And what they do is they give guys that are in wheelchairs independence by giving these very tripped out, specialized, extensive off-roading wheels. Some are like tank tracks.
Oh, are these the action tracks?
Yeah. So,
man, I love them.
You know, it was a great night. You know, David was the MC of it. I think he did a great job. He thinks they'll never have him back again. I think he did phenomenal.
That's what Ricky Gervais said about the Emmys.
That's true. And, you know, our good friend and past guest, Tim Payne, who's just a phenomenal speaker and very motivated wounded warrior himself, wounded veteran, with, you know, a double amputee, with the keynote speaker. So it's great hanging out with Tim again. I hadn't seen him in a few months, hanging out with David. And it was just a wonderful night. Montgomery Gentry, the ACM award-winning million platinum record selling country band, Montgomery Gentry was the entertainment. So it was phenomenal at the Seneca Niagara Casino in Niagara Falls. So this was the first one. And Tommy Ryman, who was the executive director of the charity, was the guest of honor at the 2003 State of the Union. He's a Silver Star recipient. He sat right next to Laura Bush. He is the executive director of this now, still giving back and still doing his part. And so he was there. It's great to meet him. It was just a fun night, you know, hanging out. You can't go wrong with hanging out with Bella Villa. I mean, the guy will keep you laughing all night.
You know, like, people forget, one, you know, the intelligence level that he holds is slightly above the rest of us Neanderthals. And two, like, he's a funny cat. He's a pretty funny cat. Oh,
yeah.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
That's my doorbell ringing, but it's my virtual doorbell. And oh man, don't let me find it. Oh no.
I hope it doesn't hurt. Don't make me send another one.
No, you're gonna have to send me another doorbell. Come on, this is like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Okay. Look at Sergeant First Class. You need to be prepared to receive the mission here that I'm about to send you. Okay.
All right. Wait. Don't do it yet.
It's already gone.
I made a mistake.
Hey, I am quick, Jack. It is out the door to you. So.
Well, hold on. I might have solved our little problem. You know,
but
like.
I wouldn't call it our problem.
I have a lot of problems, and one of them is properly getting online. So
yeah,
I just want to make sure that.
You know, the internet's on computers nowadays, right? You got that figured out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you got some feedback.
Yeah. I always have mad feedback issues when, you know, people are like running their mouths. So,
yeah, that's
is that
some
better?
Serious feedback. Yeah, it is. I was meeting.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Are you happy
the problem
now?
Is. Yeah. Yeah. The problem is that I don't have mine muted, so people can hear the guests, because if people are just tuned in, if we don't have Jack on this, then people watching just on the Google Hangout will not be able to hear either of us talk.
That's wild and crazy stuff there.
So I've got I'm called into the show on my phone on speaker, so that way people are just tuning in, which we have a couple of viewers. That are tuning in. What do you not see? What do you not? Do you not?
Yeah,
you said you don't see that. That's a problem. When I unmute my mic, all that racket starts. So, can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely. You sound amazing.
All right. Can you see me okay?
Oh, you look good too. You know, have you? You know, been working out?
My ball brother.
You've been putting that. Whoa, right there, putting it on.
That's it. All right. So I'm handling this video stuff. So I'm hoping you are handling the chat room, because I am not in the chat room.
Oh man, I'm all about that chat room. I'm about to like launch it right now, because I'm all about that. I'm all about that chat. No treble. I'm all about that chat.
Nice.
And,
anyways, yeah. So it was a great event. They are going to come back, and they're going to keep doing it in Buffalo. It's going to be a great thing. You know, David Bean from Buffalo, Tim Payne is from Buffalo. So I think it's the Independence of the Falls has kind of found a new home up there. So maybe next year when they do the second annual, maybe we can get you up there, because it would be a good time, especially if they somehow invite Bella Vita back to be the MC. But we'll see.
Well, you know, Ricky Gervais got called back. You know,
he did.
There's hope for anyone.
Yeah. So let's talk about Saturday night. Our good friend and past guest, Colton Smith, had a big night on Saturday night, didn't he?
Man, Colton Smith. You know, so he's a contracted fighter with the World Series of Fighting. You know, they didn't have an opponent available for him. Originally, they had an opponent contract, you know, with the other opponent or something. It didn't work out. And so here he was training for a fight. They didn't actually have a fight for him. He takes the opportunity to get on a platform and fight for a smaller regional promotion in Oklahoma. And just did an amazing job of getting that squared away, getting the win, and I mean it's just awesome that you know he got that going.
Right, yeah. That's awesome. I wasn't sure who he was fighting, and because I was at the event with David and everything, I didn't get a chance to keep track of it. But I was so happy to tune in later after we got home and look on Facebook and see that he won. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, it was real neat. The T-shirt company that one of his sponsors is Grunt Style, and they did a Facebook Live broadcast of the fight. So I just got back from working with Muddy Oaks earlier that day, so it was great to be able to tune in and watch it. I watched the fight. He did a great job. Three really great rounds of him just dominating an amazing game and worthy opponent.
Yeah, sorry. When I unmute, dude, you must have me on speaker or your mic is picking me up. Because when I unmute, I hear that feedback. I see we have a caller in the switchboard. Since we're only expecting our good friend Jack, I'm going to assume that it's him. So you want me to just bring him on?
Bring him in. Let's talk to this fool.
All right. So we're just rolling the dice here. This could be anybody. It could be Ted Cruz. It could be Hillary. But I'm thinking it's probably our good friend, Jack Mandeville. Jack, is that you?
This is your secret admirer.
Oh, baby.
Admirer.
Hi, Jack. How you doing, buddy? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, gentlemen.
Well,
that term
first of all, I would never call me a gentleman on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Two, how you doing, buddy? You getting excited?
Yeah, man. I just got a hardcore workout in. I just destroyed my body, and I don't even work out. That's the worst part. So I'm driving home right now, and I'm just getting in for everything. So I'm trying to settle myself down by completely destroying my body.
Well, hey.
Are you really working out, or is that just is there sarcasm?
No, man. I was working out. I started doing the whole dieting thing, and I noticed that it started getting a little out of hand. I started bordering on Karen Carpenter, so I decided I needed to start lifting weights and putting a little more food in my system.
Hey, are you getting ready? Because all these ladies are gonna be hitting your number, man. You're about to be a big Hollywood star.
I know, that's the best part. I got all these ladies are about to just bombard me. It's already starting to trickle in. And if they only knew that most of my time was spent watching Netflix by myself, and that's all I could really ask for, if they only knew, they wouldn't be as excited about me.
Hey, I don't know if you know this, but all the kids these days, Netflix is code for hanging out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you know what I mean.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all coming together.
Yeah, that's be careful of using that term Netflix and chill. younger folk have a different idea of what that means. But they don't mean coming over and watching some House of Cards.
So if I say
they're
going to
be like, oh, he's trying to slide into the DM, trying to get
right.
that Netflix on.
No, when I say Netflix and chill, I literally mean Netflix and just chill. Like, I'm going to go by myself. I'm going to watch a little Kimmy Schmidt because I love Tina Fey's writing, and then I'm going to pass out on the couch around 9:30.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's not surprising.
You guys are...
It's not surprising when you Netflix and chill, you're by yourself. I got to say, that's kind of what I expect.
That's going to change, brother. That's going to change.
I'm telling you, with all the stuff, because you know we've been out doing Sundance in Vegas, and I was in LA last week, and I was doing work. But like with all the stuff going on with it, with all the, you know, all the stuff hyping up, I'll tell you one thing: I have never been more comfortable being alone. With what little time I've had, I've pretty much been on the road the past month and a half. So, I feel like I'm getting into a dick measuring contest about how much of a loner I am.
Well, hey, you know, like, don't think that, man. You're talking to two road-hardened, weary road warriors. You know, part of adult life sometimes as a businessman is getting on the road and peddling your wares, not just in your local community. And, you know, you'll get used to it. You'll find a battle rhythm. You'll kind of get to the op tempo of traveling. You know, Troy's you know, impresses me. Like, that dude, you know, is intercontinental. Like, I might be bi-coastal at times, but like my brother here, he like gets intercontinental. And you gotta figure it out. You find a rhythm. You know, you explore different things. You figure out how to put margin into your life. And I know you're gonna do great with it, and you're gonna have a good time. And we're just super excited. So like the movie's coming out in like a month and a half, less than that. We're about 6 weeks, right? T minus six.
Yeah, we're doing our DC premiere. Well, actually, the first showing is going to be at Fort Bragg next week. That's already booked up. Then we're going to be doing Fort Hood the week after that. Then on the 27th of May, we're going to be in DC. Then the 3rd of June, we're doing the Los Angeles premiere, and then the official release of Range 15 is going to be on June 15th. It's going out nationwide.
Now, are you going to the Fort Hood showing?
I will not be at the Fort Hood showing.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be at Bragg either, man. My dad's retiring. I got to make that's more important than anything to me right now. Even more important than
dude.
This life changing event. And then I'll be in D.C. Go ahead.
So, are you going to be at the 10th anniversary? Big, you know, one in Raleigh, Durham there for Ranger
Heck
Up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely, man. We're doing the Ranger Up 10-year anniversary / Range 15 premiere here in at the South Point Theater in Durham here on the 15th, and then there's a good chance we're going to have a couple of theaters the subsequent nights that we'll be at too. So it's going to be a jam packed. Yeah, the whole Ranger Up crew, Nick, myself, will be doing live Q&A either before or after the movie, and it's going to be quite the event. And then we're going to go get drunk.
Not just drunk, but D-runk?
D-runk, like me dropping my pants in downtown Durham, kind of, you know, puking everywhere possibly, and I haven't puked like in a decade, like that kind of drunk.
Wow, that's You've got some high goals there, some high aspirations you're trying to work up to.
Goals.
I see.
Hey, if
there's
I
like laws against that, bro.
Job, what's that?
There's like laws against that, bro.
Oh, I'll be wearing like my silkies. Don't worry about that. Yeah, just the jeans are coming.
So like naked now consists of wearing silkies.
I'm gonna drop my pants. And I'll tell you what, if I don't have a job the next day, man, I'm calling it now. I was right about not having a job the next day.
Was that like Sergeant Major Uri or whatever, like the Marine Corps Sergeant Major that wrote that paper on ladies in the infantry? He's like, I'm writing this knowing that I won't have a job in the morning. Is that how you're going out?
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. It's going to be months of all pent up craziness all coming out in one night.
So while we got you, man, we want to ask you a bunch of different questions, non-movie related. And the reason for that is we know that you have, like, the best view on a on life.
I'll take it.
So, like, how do you feel about the state of the military and its social experimentation with opening all combat arms to all genders?
Well, I'll tell you what. The best part of being having been out of the military for almost a decade now is I'm not as emotionally invested in the state of the military. I still care, obviously, and I know that now the kids doing it now, obviously they have a lot at stake. I think I'm in the same boat as everybody when it comes to if any female can meet the muster in a test that is there's no bias to it. And let's face it, going through a regular infantry school is a hell of a lot easier than, you know, going through ranger school and whatnot. You've had females pass both. If and obviously there's always the concern, which is the rightful one, because anything the government touches is going to be tainted by something. But there's always the concern that, well, there is going to be a political element to it, or there is going to be people, you know, having to meet a quota, and we have to do things. We have to do things to save face. But I'll tell you what, man, it's not something I think about a lot. I'm sure one of these days I'm going to run into a young infantry woman, and I know
straight
we're built
fall
different.
In
love. What's that?
Straight fall in love.
And straight fall in love, like this girl can hang. Yeah, I think. But any girl enlisting at this point might be. Oh man, I don't know if I could handle someone that young, man. That's too young for me at this point.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Jack, because, you know, recently I just saw a piece that the 30th female in the attempting to go to the Marine Corps basic, infantry basic, has just failed out or dropped out or something. And, you know, give the Marines an A for persistence. They're trying. And it sounds like they're not bending the standards. God, you know, thank goodness. But the 30th one has failed out, which I think is quite unique from the Army, which takes a young captain, aviator, MP, that however she made it through all the processes, there's some controversy over how many retries she was given or whatever, but makes it through Ranger School, is all of a sudden sent right to IOBC and has already branched detailed over to the infantry without actually, you know, going through it per se.
Yeah, that's weird. You usually want someone at a company level command to start out as a platoon commander, it's usually a trans. I don't know the details of that necessarily, but that was one of the girls that passed Ranger School, am I correct? The female?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
the first.
School. So she comes over to be an infantry officer as a captain for the first time. So, I mean, unless she spends a little staff time, her first probably assignment is going to be a company commander. So.
Yeah, which is obviously out of the ordinary. You'd want anyone to start off at the platoon level. That's just the natural growing part of it. Nick, my boss, Nick Palmisciano, did make a good point. You know, with the young ladies, you know, going into the infantry school on the enlisted side, you know, they're 18, 19 years old, maybe 20, but they're kind of just coming out of high school, and that's their first military experience outside of boot camp. It's understandable how it's a lot easier for them to fail, considering they haven't had much preparation, and maybe why these two women passed Ranger School was, from what I understand, they were both West Pointers, so they had 4 years to not only build their bodies up, but West Point, from what I understand, sounds like a place where mentally you have to really get used to taking a lot of crap, dealing with a lot of stuff, and maybe mentally they were, you know, a lot more prepared for a school of that magnitude simply because of, you know, they'd had time to kind of immerse themselves in the military life and get themselves ready and already go through some hardship. I mean, there could be fundamental differences like that.
Yeah, no, I think you
obviously
you're really nailing that. Like that kind of preparation. One, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, any of the military academies, you know, be it the Air Force Academy, you know, Annapolis or the Naval Academy, or you know, West Point being, you know, the U.S. Military Academy. Those are just a different level of education. That's a different level of discipline. That's a different level of indoctrination. And
truly,
only like the cream of the crop rise there. So if like these individuals, these young ladies rose in those circumstances and then, you know, went and like conquered the Derby Queen and, you know, knocked out three phases, like they're well on their way. Like, I don't want to shortchange these girls. I don't think they're the norm, but I think that
they're not checking
the blocks. Cause I met a lot of dudes that don't deserve to be where they're at.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I don't, the only thing I understand about that world is no joke. It's working for Ranger Up, just knowing people that have gone to Ranger school and some people that, you know, went into the infantry, some people that went into the Ranger regiment and all that. But yeah, it sounds like Ranger school really is no joke. And obviously these women had to be exceptional in order to pass that. I'll tell you one thing, that's not a school they were ever going to send me to.
Well, you know, your company commander, when you were in the, you know, the labs there, a guy by the name of Lance Dowd, he went and
Lance
did it.
Dowd.
A good buddy of mine, you know, like if Lance can do it, well, Lance is a stud, but if Lance can do it, anyone can do it. He's a stud.
It's crazy. Lance was my company commander. We had a guy named Eric Loya, who was our first sergeant, who spent a ridiculous amount of years in the force reconnaissance community. And then our company Gunny, they were all Ranger school grads, all, you know, the highest leadership in that company for a normal infantry company, which is rare in the Marine Corps. They were all Ranger school grads. So, it's kind of crazy. I forgot about that until you mentioned that.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I can. Well, hey, you know, before we get to, you know, we go down the Ranger School rabbit hole, you know, we got a lot going on politically. I know you're an apolitical guy, so that's why we're excited to have you here. And we kind of want to hit you up on a couple of things. So Troy is actually going to take lead and pummel you with some hard-hitting questions. Go.
All right.
Yeah, so... Jackie, a lot of stuff's been happening since we had you on the last time. I think when we had you on last time, there was like five people running in the Democratic side, and there was about 15 to 38 running on the GOP. So now we're down to a few. Indiana's happening tonight. It is being stated as the state to make the swing, the state that's going to call it for the rest of the campaign season. And we got Donald Trump, who has won Indiana handedly with a 52% over 36 over 7. The Democrats, it's pretty too close to call. But what's your thoughts on what's going on in the political campaigns and races right now? What feelings do you have about all this?
Oh, man, I'll be honest with you. I pride myself as someone who has, I wouldn't say a great grasp, but I would say an above average and solid grasp on American history and the American political system. And I understand, you know, the warring in the Republican Party, you know, during the Teddy Roosevelt years with the Bull Moose stuff and all that. There's always... political dissidence within political parties is not new in America. And there's always, you know, the Republicans went through it during the Civil War. Democrats have gone through it. They went through it in the Civil Rights era. It's nothing new. But within my lifetime, and I can honestly say objectively, within my lifetime, this is the biggest shit heap of candidates I've ever heard of. And I have no confidence in any of them. And I'm going to be honest with you. Again, as an apolitical person who I just, you know, I'm aware, but I just kind of try to maintain, I try to stay objective. But I would rather just have four more years of Obama. Let's repeal some amendments. Just keep him around for another four. There's nothing good with any of these people. That's how I feel.
Wow, I did not expect to. I did not even imagine hearing that come out of you.
Oh man,
that's strong.
Dude, have you been drinking already? I mean, come on.
Bring back Bill. Bring back W. Bring back Jimmy Carter.
Bring back W all day long in my world.
There's nothing. There's no law or constitutional rule. There's nothing stopping you from coming back. Like, you could do two terms, leave for a couple terms, come back for another. I mean, there's been so many other firsts between first father, son, hot news coming right off right now. Ted Cruz is dropping out of the GOP primary race. This is coming across the wire right now. He is calling it. He is caving in. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Donald Trump taking 1237 at the convention. Forget all the contested convention in Cleveland. Stick a fork in him. He's done. Ted Cruz is out.
Carly, oh, good. Now we've narrowed down.
He's out.
Good. We've got one animal.
That's
out of
strong,
that.
Man.
What do we have? Three left? Three or four?
Kasich came in with 7% in Indiana. That dude has a better chance of turning a gay man straight in San Francisco than having a chance of winning anything. Kasich is done too. He might as well just come out on stage with Cruz. But
every night I go to bed, I get on bended knee, and I thank the good Lord for General Mattis, and I pray.
Oh,
and I pray that they just like. Let's bring that boy in. Let that dog hunt.
He's above the presidency at this point.
There are people losing right now. I mean, this is, imagine you're a part of history here, Jack. There is a whole bunch of anyone but Trump, no Trump people right now whose heads are exploding. People, I guarantee you, people are the shockwaves of this are going to be felt for the next week or so. That's it. If you're either going to go for Hillary or Bernie or Trump, maybe try to head to Canada if they don't put a wall up fast enough.
Well, Canada's building, man. They're like, and they're in a hurry.
And they, and either hurry. Way, they're gonna get people from both ends clamoring to get in.
Yeah, we're gonna put a wall up to keep Mexico out. Canada's putting a wall up right now to keep us out. I mean,
yeah.
Little do people know I'm double dipping right now.
I know from what I understand of Canadian politics, Trudeau is a controversial character within himself.
Oh, totally. I mean, loves Trudeau. Don't talk about him.
He's like straight Justin Bieber, bro. Like, the dude's like pulling some Danica Patrick yoga poses. You know, one, like, in his defense, and this is the only time I'll defend him, the dude's crazy smart. Like, idiot savant smart when it comes to, like, computers and stuff. Like, the dude takes it to a whole new level. Other than that, like, he's suspect. He's Justin Bieber.
Toby, you have nowhere to go, man. You can't go to Canada. You can't stay in the United States. I mean, you're you've lived in both worlds.
The next time you go
to
Canada,
like,
they may
I'm straight
like,
screwed,
gotta,
bro.
They may be telling you got to decide, Toby. Next time you go back, they may be like, look, quit leaving the door open. You're either in or you're out.
No, like, I planted my flag, man. I'm a pretty proud guy. My dad always, asked me, why would you want to, not be Canadian? And I told him, I go, being born Canadian is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. But I have seen America. I have seen the country in action. I believe in the Bill of Rights. Like, the Constitution is something that just is beyond comparison to anything else in the world. America really is the shining, city on the hill. And a lot of people don't get that. And I guess it's because, we take it for granted, and we see these people, and every time like someone says like, well, why is America so awesome? I'm like, did you go to the bathroom today? And they're like, oh, of course, I went to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, you did that in better water than the majority of the world has to drink. and you flush.
This is very true.
Better water than the majority of the world has to drink all day. You know, like,
yeah.
And you urinate in it. You're like, America's awesome, man. Like, you sometimes you forget like how good we have it. And you know, it saddens me when you see people like disparaging it. It saddens me, you know, when I see these protests. And I'm really conflicted on these protests because on one hand I'm like, man, these people annoy me that are like going out to like Trump rallies and, you know, standing outside there and they're flipping off cameras and they're little kids and, you know, they're like saying horrific things and, you know, they're starting to get quasi-violent. Like, nothing bothers me more than that because they're like, you are here. And if you came here legally and you did it right, like, you have the best opportunity in the world. And coming here legally ain't hard. I mean, they let this sorry dude in, right? Like, this guy right here. They let me in. But the other part of that is, like, is Trump setting up these protests? Because that dude, if he was, brilliant. Like,
brilliant.
The king of reality TV, like, straight up, like, paying people to, like, to get him free advertising. Because, here, I'll, like, throw $10,000 into a crowd. You just stand around this building and say, like, F you a bunch of times.
And just
like
rile
that's cheaper than
up.
Buying airtime.
Like, yeah,
but I'm not a conspiracy guy. It's a veteran outdoors hat. It's not foil, so you know, it is what it is.
There you go. All right, so Max, I was kind of in the middle. I want to hit Jack some more stuff, but that was, you know, that's pretty earth shattering news. It just kind of stopped me in my tracks. But so let me think of that. So let's talk about the Democratic side. Right now, the GOP side is set, you know, you got Hillary's got some pros and cons. I'm saying there's some pros. I'm not sure what they are, but I'm sure somebody can find some. You got Kasich, which seven cases. You got Bernie, which have some, I guess, pros and cons. I mean, if you had to pick, someone had a gun to your head, Jack, and they said you got to vote for Hillary or Bernie, with all the baggage and all the socialism and all the free stuff. Where would you stand on that? If you had no other choice.
Oh my God, put me on the spot.
I know.
See, now
it's
people
tough,
people
man.
Are gonna be like, oh, brother, that's who we'd vote for. okay, let's see. You know what? I'm gonna say it because simply because you know what you're getting more. As well, we know what we're getting from all of them in their individual way. And even though she's the biggest liar and has the least amount of integrity out of the bunch, you know what you're getting with a Clinton. We know what we're getting from Hillary for, you know, 20, 30 years now. So we know what we're getting with the Clintons. So I'll just go Hill
well,
Dog.
Let me throw a zinger at you. You know, there's talks of, you know, if they have a contested convention, which it looks like it could be, because those anyone can throw in the hat. There's a lot of people that still really want, you know, crazy Joe Biden in the mix. If they threw him up in there, he entered very, very late and had an opportunity. Would that be a more suitable option for you, think?
Joe? Yeah, he's a dumb shit. Congress could finally have a little control.
I mean, he would give us a lot of fodder for the late night talk shows. That's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it'd be a lot more enjoyable than watching anybody else just. With what we're, you know, what we're anticipating. Yeah, watching Uncle Joe would be fun, man. Be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Be a good time to be an American.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't run. I really am. I'm surprised he did. He must have thought Hillary was going to do better. But I think now he's probably kicking himself, seeing how close it is, and realizing she didn't have it as sewn up as maybe one thought. That he did, but you know, so it is. So let me ask you another question. I saw a thing up the other day. You know, we have term limits on the president. You know, some people say, well, it's good to have experience in Washington. Others are pretty adamant that maybe we should have term limits on Congress, in different term limits in Congress. Granted, you may lose some experience and some of that, but at the same time, you would get fresh blood in there, even though some of it may not really be making the best decisions. If you could have term limits, would that be something you'd support?
For congressmen, yeah. I mean, as it is, they've got 2-year lifespans every cycle. I mean, I I mean, I guess we can sit here and speculate what that would be, but yeah, for any elected official who's going into the federal building, I there's definitely a lot of pros to having term limits for Congress, because there are some sitting ducks in there that they don't do anything. Their constituents are lazy, and they're poisonous within that realm. That being said, as far as the cons go, like you said, you do have a lot of people with experience, and they know how to get bills passed, and they know how to play the right games because they've been in the system for a while. And so yeah, that's a tough one. Do I have to give a yes or no answer on this? Man, I'm sweating bullets here.
Oh, come on now. Just pull a coin out of your pocket. Give it a little flip.
All right. I'm gonna say yes to term limits. let's give them 10 years to get in there and get everything they want accomplished. And then they can pass the torch to some other capable person within their district.
So, you know, Jack, you know, we got a lot going on. We got this chat room thing going. We got a Google Hangout thing going on. But we also have, like, people calling in. And you wouldn't believe it, someone has called in and wants to talk to you. So
All right.
I got this dude. I don't know if you've ever met this guy. His name's Sergeant Justin Capel. An amazing dude. Big Ranger Up fan. Used to be stationed at Fort Hood. Did a lot there at Fort Hood. Now he's up in the Kansas area doing great things for God and country. Getting ready to separate from the military and join the ranks of the VA. Got a job, and he's going to be working in the Waco VA Center. Nice. Justin, you are live on the air. What is your question for Jack Ranger Up, Wild Man with a Doll Mandible?
You know, Jack, I think what you were talking about, term limits, if you think about that Eddie Murphy movie, The Distinguished Gentleman, you've got people who are in there until they die, you know what I mean? And then Eddie, of course, it was a movie, but he slid in on sheer name recognition. And, you know, families in this country or people in general are like, well, just who did we vote for last year? Because we're lazy, you know? We get into a rut. And it's like, okay, what did we do before? All right, that worked. It wasn't horrible. Let's not do change. We're afraid of change. So let's just stay with what we're used to. So, you know, if you think of it like that, and then you can even go as far out as Evan Almighty when he gets elected to Congress. You've got the bully people up there, you know, like do this or else. So, I mean, that's kind of how I see it. That's more of a statement from my man Jack, but you know. People seem to forget that stuff happens every day. So if a person wanted to actually go into service and has the right intentions, you know, even in that Eddie Murphy movie, they had a guy that was downrange, you know, he was seeing acid rain and all this stuff and it affected him and he gets pushed out by the, you know, yuppies that just want money. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's like you guys make this movie, you know, and it's going to be funny as hell and totally off the wall, but you know, I always say there's some truth to every lie, and not that what you're going to do is a lie, but, you know, people don't understand that the presidency is not one person. It's a group of people, and
so
they have to comp.
Where are you going to watch the movie being premiered, Justin?
Well, honestly, there's one set up here at Fort Riley. Well, not here at Fort Riley, but in a neighboring town, Manhattan. It's supposed to happen. I tried to get it here, but because somebody beat me to the punch and is trying to out promote me. I'll go support them, but I really want to get it on post. So I've been trying to talk to AFES and, you know, that political system to see if they would allow it, but who knows?
They may allow it if you, as long as they don't see it first. I'm just guessing.
That's going to be the
I don't know if AFES can show something that's unrated.
Well, you think about this. When I was at Fort Hood, like you mentioned, we had the Broken Lizard guys bring Dukes of Hazzard on post, and it was packed. I mean, they had the General Lee out there. I think they had Daisy's Jeep, and, I mean, people were in line for 3 hours, and this was a bunch of idiots that had nothing to do with the military. But if I could get this...
But you're also talking about Jessica Simpson in Daisy Dukes, 28 miles from her hometown.
Oh, like, I was going more Johnny Knoxville, you know, smoking weed.
Right,
Philly,
but
okay.
Like, keeping it real, Jessica Simpson is what got that movie on post. Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
You know, everyone loves her. She's, like, Texas's favorite princess. You know, she's right down, you know, I-35 there in Waco. She
yep.
launched two of her world tours from, you know, Fort Hood. Like, that lady, like, she can do anything. Anything at Fort Hood, and they'd be like, "Oh, of course, come on."
Oh, yeah. But see, there it's political even with that, because the Slurpee guys, they have this awesome Slurpee truck where all they wanted to do was give out free Slurpees to all the service members and their families. And Afy's told them no, because Afy serves a Slurpee type drink in the shopettes. So they're like,
"Oh,
no,
it's a racket!
With
it's
business.
A racket!"
I'm like, "Come on,
like,
Afy!
How dare they bring that Slurpee crap on me?"
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. So I would really love to get Jack and Nick and anybody else that would want to come out to Fort Riley and do a screening here, but I think the powers that be are probably going to say no to that. So
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be in Durham on June 15th. Go ahead, man. Do you guys have any showings? I'm checking out right now. I'm the worst at multitasking. depending on what the date is, I'll see what I can do. I've been kind of hit up by quite a few people wanting us to get out certain things. And unfortunately, with everything all premiering on the same date, obviously we got Durham booked up. Other dates will follow, and then we'll be able to kind of proceed from there. There's a possibility we may be doing our own tour around all of the major military installations in the United States. So we could end up in those neck of the woods simply just because of this tour, you know, later on down the road, maybe a month later or so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Jack,
that's awesome,
I think
and
you
I
guys,
don't.
Jack, I think you should do a Kansas tour. Hit Leavenworth, go to the officer of the ILE course, and have the officers going, budding majors go through and see it. And then, heck, run it all over the prison. Let Manning and Hassan and all of the other folks take a look at it.
Give those guys hope. Show it at
yeah.
the prison. Give them hope.
Hey, they're humans too, man. You got to give them something to live for.
Give them hope.
So Manning needs a date. Manning needs a date. It would give him a nice little date night out. You know, I'm sure somebody would snuggle up to him.
I'm
hey,
like
I'm
actually waiting
man.
On someone to do a celebrity call out and like invite. What is it, Chelsea? Right? Is that the
yeah.
the name
yeah.
He's
oh, yeah,
going
Chelsea.
By? Chelsea. Like,
yeah.
I'm waiting for someone to like give Chelsea the celebrity call out to like an event. You know, like hashtag Chelsea, come to my ball.
Like, come to my ball.
I'm like, you saw what I did there. I'm like totally waiting on that one to happen. But hey, my dog's telling me that I'm about to get a home invasion, which would be, man, awesome. If we could have
hey,
care,
if it happens, make sure you leave the phone on. I want to hear the shootout.
Yeah, dude, like SW40 about to go loose. This is Texas, man. We got castle law here. You don't understand. Like,
yep.
I got a no soliciting sign. You like call it, come up. Man, I got a golden dude, and she's violent. You have no idea. But anyway,
you
like
know Joe,
the
Joe,
we got we got about 11 minutes left, and you know Jack, we're about to you know talk to you about a couple other things real fast. Hey, I know you got people all around trying to find out about, you know, how they can watch Range 15. So I really want to give you a couple opportunities to, like, say, hey, this is how, if you're not in the inner circle, you're not in the know, this is how you find about where Range 15 is showing, how you can get involved in perhaps being a promoter, getting on part of the TUG program and getting Range 15 in a community near you.
Absolutely. So, the easiest way to go about it, if you want to see where your closest showing is, go to Range 15, RANGE15. It's numerical.com. On the main page there, you're going to see the tickets option. Click on that. You're going to see the whole United States automatically populate with all the locations it's in. There's also a little menu there where you can just look up cities, And you'll be able to go and see, you know, some of them are sold out. Some of them are, have met the threshold, but there are still tickets available. And some of them haven't met the threshold yet. They still need bodies in them. We are adding more every day because a lot of them are selling out and meeting the threshold. So just go grab your ticket there. If you live in an area that it's quite a few miles from the closest theater showing it, go to tug.com. and ask to be a promoter. We have a Range 15 promotions group if that's something you're interested in. My email is jack, J-A-C-K, at rangerup.com. And if you want to hit me up there, I can put you inside the group, and you can kind of find out what you have to do to become a promoter and put on your own showing. So if you live in a population of 500 and you're a couple hundred miles from the closest city over 20,000, they're probably going to have a hard time justifying putting a showing in your area. But if you live in an area with a good population and they're not showing it yet, definitely get on board. It'd be great. And you get a cut of it too. So just so you know, if you're a promoter, you're getting some of those ticket sales.
What?
Get paid money.
Mm. I just want to say America.
And go out and buy some cheeseburgers.
Only.
Yeah,
what cheeseburger do you eat,
Jack? Here's an opportunity. You want the ultimate marketing campaign. I say you guys send a nice invite to the Donald himself to see if you can get him to come on the premieres, show his support. It seems like
that would
a movie
be strong.
He'd really like. He's kind of like one of those, he may even want to pick up one of those souvenir dolls that you tote around so much.
It's going to be huge. I'm going to be there, and we're going to watch this movie. We're going to kill zombies like they've never been killed. It's going to be great. I'm great. It's going to be huge. Watch Range 15 with me. Make the apocalypse great again.
That would be the ultimate pull off right there. If we could get that taken care of.
How you doing?
There you go. So we got just a couple minutes left. Jack, any departing thoughts, anything on the politics, the current political scene that is happening on the fly, what's going on in the world, anything like that you want to talk about and tell our listeners?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The good part about spending so much time by myself and just watching Netflix is I have the luxury of shutting myself out from the rest of the world and not. One second, guys. I'm trying to multitask, and I am just absolutely terrible.
Dude, if you go to the gym and then you go to a drive-thru, you're not doing it, bro. Like, you seriously gotta not go
to
the drive-thru on the air.
I'm getting me some chicken, brother.
He's like, I've been getting some gas station sushi. It's going to be delicious.
Thank you so much. Yeah, okay.
This might be a first for the Stew and the Nun, where we have a guest calling in. He's like, I'm getting some sushi from the Food Lion because I just thrashed my body at the gym.
Oh, my God. Dude. Hey, I have a sushi joint right across the street with an easy walking distance. It just takes everything in me not to just completely deplete my salary in that place.
We just got movie started by Jack Mandeville. Man, we blog about this on Boo Hammer tomorrow, bro, because Jack Mandeville just movie starred us. He just straight major leagued us by hitting Food Lion after hitting the gym to get his sushi on.
Oh,
yeah.
Never
seen
stride on the show. Can I get
some
extra wasabi with that?
See, everything I do now, that's Hollywood, Jack. I'm no, I've been doing this for years, I swear.
He's last time I was on the air with y'all, I hit Whataburger. You don't even know.
Danny Trejo showed him that trick. He showed him how to do that multitask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Danny Trejo.
Dude, talk about
you don't eat tacos anymore,
dude.
Because Danny Trejo told you if you're gonna eat tacos, you gotta do it a certain way.
Yeah, and you gotta come to Los Angeles and have it at my joint.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I gotta tell you, we're super proud of you, man. nothing can make this Army infantry guy happier than knowing that you as a Marine infantryman are living your dream. You know, when you left the oil fields and here in Texas and you went out to Raleigh, Durham, and you joined the Ranger Up team, dude, we're super proud of you. You're a testament to hard work and diligence pays off. It's going to pay off for you, man. This film's going to rock it. Super excited. You're the guy that's going to benefit the most from it because you're
going to get me beat up.
Absolute talent. Talent, bro.
You're going to get the rest of them. You're going to make them hate me. Stop.
No, it's going to be awesome. But we're going to move on, and we appreciate you coming on. You're our hero, and after the movie, we hope that you'll still be willing to come on our little show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And dude, I love both of you so much, and thank you for having me. I apologize for the last second there where I was trying to get my chicken. Seriously, man, it's been great knowing you over the years, Toby, and then coming on this show and getting introduced to new, fun people. And thank you so much for having me on, man. This means a lot, and I'll come on anytime you need me.
Bro, we appreciate you, man. We're excited, and thanks for coming on and putting your political opinions on the line for us tonight. Exciting
yeah, no,
night.
Yeah, everyone's going to hate me.
Yeah, and one last thing, Jack. You keep talking about how you're by yourself and all that stuff, but we know that your supporting actress in the movie is right there by your side.
Oh, my God.
She's
yeah.
on her in a few places, but she's right by your side.
Yes, she is. She actually is in the office, blown up, just sitting there. She's with me. That doll's taking on a life of its own.
I bet it is. And it helps you get through the HOV lane a lot easier. So.
All right.
All right, man.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you,
for
Jack.
Having me on.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for coming on. Troy, man, sometimes it blows my mind how like blessed we are with like the friends that we have and the people we get to randomly like hang out with during the day or that like hit us up and want to come on and pop on the air, but we're blessed and I love it. This is an interesting time for America. When I came here several years ago as a young man. Even before joining the Army, I don't know if I could have predicted the state of the nation today. I don't know if I could have predicted the decisions that are facing my family today, both in the ballot box, both in business. And, while we're still tremendously blessed, we're still in the land of milk and honey. There are some things that are scary and politically, but man. Like this is a time, and I'm super blessed to be able to share it with you, my brother, and it's pretty cool that we got this show that we can do that with.
Absolutely, I was last week when I was with David, we were talking after the event. He's like, "How come you guys?" He just asked me. He said, "How come you guys aren't on more often?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "How come you're only on for 1 hour a week? Why aren't you on like two or three times a week?" I'm like, "Because we have full time jobs, and we it's a lot to schedule." He's like, "But you guys get guests nobody else gets." He goes, and he's running through a few of our guests, And he's like, "You're getting guests that nobody else can even get close to." And I'm like, "I know, man. Help us spread the word." I'm like, that's what it is. We do get guests, whether it's General Abrams or Jason Amerine or Jack Mandeville or Jimbo Hansen or whoever it is.
Tim Kennedy.
We do.
I don't know.
Tim Kennedy, yeah, so we do. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you could hear okay. We were getting word there may have been a few audio issues in Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully you heard okay. Hopefully you liked what you saw if you were in the Google Hangout and you liked what you heard. And we invite you to come back and join us next week. Join us here Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. Toby, you got anything before we roll the outro?
No, we are out and rolling outro. Good night, everybody. Tune in next week.
Thank you for tuning into Stu and the Nun tonight. We're always grateful for our listeners, both live and those who check us out in the archive. Be sure to check out our website at www.stuandthenun.com and like our page, Stu and the Nun, on Facebook, and follow Stu and the Nun on Twitter. And, of course, be sure to join us again next week and every week here on blogtalkradio.com/Stu and the Nun every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. You all have a good night.